The Neo-Urban Chronique by Froggy the Frenchie.
Hello everybody, dear friends, Vanakkam. They are but one in a thousand, and yet they do exist. They are among us, hidden with their seriousness deep in remote corners of the labyrinth of our society. Somehow, we managed to find one, Marcel, a man who never laughs and who still, miraculously, agreed to answer our questions. In fact, it's quite extraordinary and surprising that he agreed to be here with us today, braving to venture out of his forest cave into what must seem like a boisterous urban society to him. We expect nothing less than an exceptional testimony that will overturn your most intimate convictions. Hello, Marcel. Thank you so very much for coming to our studio this morning. We don't know you, but we sometimes meet you on the roads by motorbike, shrouded in a foggy cloud of road dust. We wonder who you are. You seem very, very serious, focused, harboring a firm face that is not joking, so to speak. You've been an Orwellian for about 37 years now. And I dare assume and be frank and say that you're probably single. You're never to be seen at the Certitude sports ground, never at La Piscine or at the beach. You never take part in a general meeting. You don't do your shopping at the PTDC. You never go to PTPS. I heard by chance that you have three dogs, Tutu, Galopin, and a third is named Marcel, like you. You have a Siamese cat, who's actually not a Siamese. You water your plants only in the evenings. You can't stand music, especially anything modern. You have no internet and no telephone. You're not in any working group. And you do not work in any public service, nor, to my knowledge, any production unit. So you're not a solitary writer or an artist meditating on these works. You don't drink tea or coffee. You don't speak to anyone. And yet, you exist so very embodied and present and in front of us right now.
Yes, I am here. I am alive, aware of my existence, of this sacred land that is our city. Aware of being, of simply being. To be a man, contemporary, moderate, despite the imperence you have just described about me. It does not matter to me, in fact. I am not what you see. I am something else, or more exactly, I am not these social things that you interpret about me.
Okay, yes, precisely, Marcel. But admit it, you are mysterious, sadly mysterious. Locked in your mystical egoism, if I can say, perhaps even contemptuous of others, with that feeling of superiority characteristic of people who feel virtuous. It's quite obvious by how you tilt your head up so that you can look down on everything around you.
Please, don't exaggerate. This is your opinion, which I respect, but which does not reflect at all who I am, what I live.
Okay, well, I would love to be proven wrong. So, Marcel, let's leave all of these details aside and focus on more interesting things. Tell us then who you are and what you are not. It's true, first of all, that you never laugh.
Yes, quite. Besides, I never smile either.
Oh.
It's too degrading.
Degrading.
Childish.
Childish.
Really reactionary from the point of view of the evolution of species. If any time there is these species evolve, which I doubt. Look, who smiles stupidly? Who? The dolphin. Who laughs stupidly, the monkey. There is nothing more silly, stupid, that a human being who laughs, who burns out lonely. It is of the order of the lower vital. Very, very degrading.
But come on, Marcel. As your beloved French Rabelais says, le rire est la propre de l'homme. Oh, laughter belongs to man. It's one of mankind's distinguishing characteristics. And that you don't want to laugh, I would perhaps understand that. But I'm very sorry for you that you refuse to smile, and that I simply cannot accept. The smile is, above all, the expression of an interior joy. A smile can dissolve a lot of negativity around you, in you. It's one of the powers of fraternity and one of the living and unitary relational qualities.
No.
Oh, come on, Marcel.
All this blah blah is bullshit barbarism, you know. It is barbarism of the whole world that die laughing.
Oh my, Marcel. Did I notice a hint of a smile on your lips when you were saying these words? What a memorable moment.
I do not believe you are wrong.
No, Marcel. You did hint a smile on that numb poker face of yours.
It was not a smile, but a grim of annoyance.
Oh, I regret to say, dear Marcel, that you know nothing about smiling, apparently. I assure you that you just smiled. This is an objective and subjective observation.
It's terrible, horrible to tell me some things.
Yes, very horrible, Marcel. How terrible for you.
But it hurts to smile. My cheek hurts.
Don't be afraid, Marcel. Accept that smile. Tell him you're welcome. Don't refuse it. You know it's hard, but you can do it.
Oh la la, la la. What's happened to me?
You smiled, Marcel. It's beautiful. There we go. You're handsome. It's over. The grip of gloom is bygone. You're no longer that cranky old Marcel. You'll finally be able to smile and even maybe to laugh.
No, please. Not immediately. I'm not ready.
Listen, Marcel. I found you in your old bear den, thanks to my journalistic intuition. You'll not be able to escape the liberating laughter, the therapeutic laughter, the saving laughter, the intuitive laughter, the communicative laughter, the generous laughter, the beneficent laughter, the subtle laughter, the superior expression of the spirit. Try, Marcel, for you, for me, for the listeners, for the Rovillians, for the human species. Try, Marcel, with a laugh, like me. Yes, Marcel, excellent. It's wonderful. Another effort. Come on.
It hurts.
It's good. It's a good start. It's like a fossil coming back to life.
Help! Help!
Marcel, nobody will come to help you. Only you can save yourself.
Help!
Yes, go together.
Help,
come on.
Help!
That's good. You're another man from now on. You're no longer Marcel the Dark, but Pippo the Magnificent, Pippo the Illuminated, Pippo the Morning Rising Sun. That's wonderful. Well done, Pippo.
Maybe you can call me Oro Pippo.
Yes, Oro Pippo. It's marvelous, my dear Oro Pippo. Thank you for this interview. It's wonderful. See you soon. Come on, Pippo. One last effort. Express yourself one more time. What transformation. So, this chronic ends on a hopeful note. We will meet again next Friday at 10:30 a.m. live or by podcast on the Orville Radio site. Bye-bye.
See you. Dag.
Yes, amazing.
Help!
Save yourself!
Help!
8. Oui, vous écoutez Auroville Radio from Auroville, la ville internationale in India.